Good evening and welcome to Kingdom Encounter Live. My name is Apostle Milton Jones and is so glad to have you here with us this evening. Our goal each time is to represent God in a way that rekindles the fire, restores spiritual gifts, and revitalizes a generation. So we're going to jump right into the word tonight. We know that God has a right now word that will ultimately change our lives forever. So we're going to jump into it and we're going to begin with our confession in accordance to Isaiah 61:1, which says this: that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Father God in heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, that this is the day which you've made. We will rejoice, and we will be exceedingly glad in it. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, your kingdom come, your will be done, in the earth as it is in heaven. Father, let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer, writing the very oracles of your word upon the tablets of their hearts. Father, I'm expecting manifestation, visitation, demonstrations of the Holy Spirit and power as you see fit. I decrease that you may increase, all of you and none of me. I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that is due your name. And it's in your Son Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God. And again, my name is Apostle Milton Jones. I'm so glad to have you here with us tonight. And we're going to jump right into the word. And if I was to give this word a title, the title of this message would be Built to Last. Built to Last. Because what I've been learning here lately, I've talked to a lot of people, I've dealt with a lot of people. And one thing I've heard is many people said, man, what is it is going on in the world? And why does it seem like things is up and down? And why does it seem like things are all over the place? And God says, I can tell you because I've already showed it to you in my word. But he says, even in the midst of the tests, the trials, the ups and the downs and the highs and the lows, he says, my people who will do it my way will be built to last. And tonight, what we're going to do is going to start talking about what does it mean to be built to last. See, if you will, turn over with me over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this is where we're going to launch off at tonight. And here, Paul is describing to this young pastor, Timothy, about what the situations and circumstances and the conditions will be in the last of the last days. And the last of the last days means just before our Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth and raptures away those who are born again, those who spirits identify with his. And we're going to jump into it now. Now, in accordance to 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says this, and I'm reading out the Amplified version, and it says it this way. It says, but understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. Now, if you look up that word perilous in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, it actually means dangerous, hazardous, are full of risk. So if we was to go back and read, it says in the last days, dangerous, hazardous, are full of risk times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear will come. And he says, these are the signs, or these are the indicators that you are living in the last days, are living in those perilous times. He says, for people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant, contemptuous boasters. They will be abusers, blasphemous, scoffers, disobedient to parents. Can I get an amen out there? Ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhumane. They will be relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate, and loose in morals and control. They will be uncontrolled and fierce. They will be haters of that which is good. It also goes on to say that they will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. It'll be like, it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. You know what? It's interesting that in this time that there's more selfies going on than the law allow. And, you know, that's why you can't get caught up on I don't call it Facebook. I call it fake book, because they present a version of their life that's not really true. And, you know, if you compare your life, your actual life, to their highlight reel life that they're presenting on Facebook, you will go crazy trying to keep up with them. You know, they used to have this old saying, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. You go broke and lose your mind trying to keep up with something that isn't even real. It goes on to say it this way. It says, they will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusement more than and rather than lovers of God. It didn't say that they didn't love God. It's saying, but they choose their sensual pleasures and vain amusements over the love that they have for God. He says this, he says, for although they hold a form of piety, they have a form of true religion. He says this, he says, these people who are more in love with their sensual pleasures and vain amusements than lovers of God, they, even though they have this appearance to be true religion, he says, they will deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it, and their conduct belies their genuineness of their profession. They confess one thing, but they do something altogether different. Another word for that, they will be hypocrites. You know what the word hypocrite simply means? The word hypocrite simply means they are pretenders. And the warning that Paul gives this young pastor Timothy, he says, when you see all these kind of people, he says, avoid all such people and turn from them. Why is he telling him to turn from them? Because in this life, you know, when you was growing up as a kid, your mom and your dad would tell you there were certain people that you could hang out with, and they could see something going on with your friends that you couldn't understand what's going on with your friends. And they said, don't hang out with them because I don't want you to get caught up in the things that they get caught up in. I know even with my mom and dad, they were very big on education, and they were like, you know, you guys are going to go to a college preparatory school while the rest of your friends are going to public schools, because they said they wanted us to be able to determine where we ended up and not somebody else being the dictator of where it is we could go. Not that there's anything wrong with a public high school, but my parents said, I want you guys to have the opportunity to have the best education you possibly can, because you would, so that you could determine your later outcome. And see, sometimes, you know, I've had friends who, you know, they had family members who was on the wrong side of the law, and their parents would be like, you can't hang out with them because I don't want you getting caught up with them. Because see, ladies and gentlemen, either one or two things is going to happen. Either you're going to rub off on them or they're going to rub off on you. And if you're not rooted and grounded in the word, if you're not rooted and grounded in the things of God, what will end up happening is you will begin to drift away from the things. If you're not rooted, you will begin to drift away from the things that God is telling you to do, and you will find yourself doing things you never thought you would ever do. And see, the Lord said this morning when I was in prayer, he says, people are either conforming or transforming. People are either conforming or transforming. Conforming means that they are people who behave according to socially acceptable conventions or standards. So it says, you know, if you're conforming, if you're conforming to all those descriptions of those people we read about during this perilous times, then you're selfish, you're self-seeking, it's all about you. You have more love for pleasure than you have love for God. He says, if you're conforming, he says, then you are behaving according to what's socially acceptable, or what people will say politically correct, or the or standards of the age that you are in. He says, but if you're transforming, a person that's transforming is a person who is, they're changing their natural disposition and temper up, and they're changing their state from having enmity or being at odds with God to people who are have an image of God, and they have a they're being conformed to the will of God. So you're either being conformed to this world or you're being transformed, and being transformed so that you can conform to God's will or God's way of doing things. You know, it's funny that even in the Bible, it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says it this way. It says, do not love this world. When it's talking about world, it's talking about this age, or this world's superficial customs, or this world's external, you know, be adapted to its external superficial customs. So do not love the external or superficial customs of this world. He says, because are the things that's in this world. He says, for anyone who loves the world or loves the external superficial customs of this world, he says, the love of the Father is not in him. Pause and think about that. He says, if you're so caught up in the things of the world, obviously the love of God is not on the inside of you. He says, for all that is in the world, he says, the reason why I'm telling you not to be conformed to the external superficial customs of this world, he says, is because everything that's in this world or that's in this world system right now, he says, it are these three things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And it says, all this is in the world, and it is not of the Father, but of the world. In other words, God did not give those things to you. Now, what's the lust of the flesh? Things that feel good to you. What's the lust of the eyes? Things that look good to you. And what's the pride of life? Things that pump you up and inflate you with pride, and you're always trying, it's always with you, it's always about status. And those are the things that we found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 were some of the very things that will be, if you go back and look, were some of the very things that was going on and will be going on in these last days. He says, he goes on to say this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, it says it this way, and the world is passing away. These superficial customs, these external things are all going to pass away. And the lust of this world, our inordinate desires of this world, they will pass away. But he who does the will of God will abide forever. He says, you have a choice. You can either conform to this world's way of doing things, or you can be transformed and then be conformed to God's way of doing things. The choice is ultimately up to you. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, it says it this way. Again, I'm reading out of the Amplified, and it says it this way. Do not be conformed, or do not be adapted to this world or this age, or fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed. There we go with that word transform. Transform, change by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes. It says, in order to not be conformed to this world, you have to be transformed in through how you're going to be transformed or changed. You know, it's, I like the Transformers. Like, it looks like a car, but then it all of a sudden it transforms into a robot. It looks like a truck, and then all of a sudden it transforms into something else. And it looks like a man, it looks like a woman, but when your mind is renewed by the word of God, then you're changed by the renewal of your mind to a new image, a new ideal, and you have new attitudes. It says, and when you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, what happens is now you're able to prove what it for yourself, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in God's sight for you. So he says, if you're being transformed, then you will know for yourself what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you got to understand that as a born again believer, as a follower of Jesus, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we have to understand that unless the Lord is the one building your house, unless the Lord is the one who's helping to build you up in the things and knowledge of God, except you allow him to build you up, then what you will be laboring in vain. In fact, it says it in Psalms chapter 127 and verse 1, it says this, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman awakes in vain. Now, you can build your own life. You can. And when you hear people say that they're self-made women and self-made men, I mean, that's about the craziest thing you ever heard, because if God ever took oxygen away from you for one day, you would find out you couldn't hold it. You couldn't hold one breath without his help. But he's saying here that he has already established a way that will build your life the way that he would have it to be built. But you have a choice. The thing about it is, God won't make you do anything, and the devil can't make you do anything. You always have a choice. You have a choice to be conformed to this world. You have a choice to be transformed by the renewal of your mind to be conformed to the will of God. But the ultimate decision maker in it is you. And it's interesting because, you know, he's telling you, how do you know for sure if your house is being built by the Lord? How do you know that your foundation is sure and is being built according to God's will, plans, and purposes? I'm so glad you asked that question, because we got an answer for you. And we'll find that answer in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. You are built to last. You are built to last. It is God's desire that you are, and to let you know that you're built to last. But in order for you to be built to last, you've got to do it God's way. In order for you to be built to last, you've got to do it God's way. And the first thing he says, that in these trying times, in these dangerous and hazardous times, it says you are going to have to not love this world, not be so caught up in this world or the external superficial customs of this world, but you're to be being renewed by your mind, so that you can prove what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for every area of your life. And you're going to let the Lord build your house. Now, why is this important in these trying times, in these dangerous times, hazardous times? Because it says it's the last time, which means Jesus' appearance is imminent. It is at any second now, he can appear. And this is what he says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now pause and think about that. Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into kingdom of heaven, or into God's kingdom, or his kingdom dominion, his dominion, where he has influence over a territory, impacting it with his plan, his will, and his purposes. He says, not everyone who's saying, Lord, Lord, will enter into that place. He says, but he or she who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, who are the ones who will enter into the kingdom of God, our kingdom of heaven, our God's way of doing things? Those who do the will of the Father. But the only way you're going to find out what the will of the Father is by renewing your mind by the word of God. Jesus goes on to say it this way. He says, many will say to me in that day. He said, they will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And have we not cast out devils in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then Jesus said, I will turn to them and I will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, or you who practice wickedness. How will you practice wickedness? Because you would not do the will of the Father. Because you would not do it God's way. You got so caught up with things. You heard the word. Remember, those were people who were in 2 Timothy chapter 3. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the very power of it that would be able to set them free. He goes on to say this way. He says, I'm telling you, those who do the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom of heaven. He goes on to say, he says, now, therefore, because I've said all these things to you, therefore, I'm telling you, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, Jesus says, I will liken him or her to a wise man or woman who built their house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Remember, perilous times, dangerous times, hazardous times are coming. And he says, for those who will do my sayings, or for those who will keep my word, when the rains come and the winds will blow and the heat's coming and it's going to be beating on your house and those trying times are going to come, if you do my word, or if you live according to my word, it's going to beat on your house. You might go through those situations. It says, but your house will not fall because your house is built on the rock. He says, but there are also those who will hear his sayings, hear this word, and they will not do it. He says, you are like a foolish person. He says, for your house is built on the sand. And when the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house fell, and great was the fall of it. What he's saying is, I'm telling you ahead of time that these things are coming. And I'm telling you ahead of time, don't be conformed to this world's way of doing or external superficial customs. But while you have a chance, now begin to be transformed by the total renewing of your mind so that you can find out for yourself what is God's will for your family, what is God's will for your finances, what is God's will for how you live your everyday life. And he says, and when you find out his will, begin to do it. It's not enough just to hear it. You have to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. See, some people say, you know, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to go about doing these things. But God said this. He says, but I've given you gifts. He says, and I said, he said in Jeremiah 3 and 15, he says, I've given you spiritual shepherds. I've given you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding, so that not only will you hear the word, but you will be able to hear and understand how to apply that word to your everyday life. He also says in Ephesians chapter 4, it says Jesus, he gave gifts. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers. And what was the purpose of him giving those gifts? He says his intention for giving those gifts was for the perfecting and full equipping of the saints, his sanctified, consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministry towards building up Christ's body, the church, that they might develop until we all obtain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection. He's saying, I have given you apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers so that you can grow up in the things of God, so you can know how to apply the word of God to your everyday life, so you will know how to study the word for yourself, how you'll be able to study the word, hear the word, do the word, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and allow him to show you what is God's good, perfect, and acceptable will as you're studying the word, and then you begin to do it. It's kind of like watching a workout video. You can watch that workout video, and the person on that video could be sweating like nobody's business, and you can watch that video and never do it. Guess what? You won't lose a pound. You will keep watching it. You won't develop anymore. You won't grow anymore. You won't even get any in better shape. but you have watched and heard a lot of stuff. It's the same thing with the things of God. Jesus is saying, when you hear my word, make a heart decision that whatever you hear, you're going to do it. Whatever you hear, you're going to apply it to your everyday life if it's applicable to you. But don't be like those who are foolish, who hear the word, but they don't receive the word. So they built their house on the sand. And when the winds blew and the storms came and the rain fell during these perilous times, their house fell. And great was the fall of it. You are built to last, but you have to cooperate with God in order for those things to happen. And the first step, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your Savior, the first step is making Jesus the Lord of your life. And it's so easy to do it. So simple a child can do it. And according to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, it says it this way. The word of God is nigh thee. It's in your heart and it's in your mouth. It's the word of God that we preach. Word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Is that simple? And I'm going to lead you in a prayer tonight. It says it this way. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do believe Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. I believe he died for me on the cross and carried my sins for me. I believe he was put in a grave, but now he's risen. He's alive right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. I repent of sin and I accept your offer of forgiveness. Right now, I am born again. And if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. If you prayed that prayer and rededicated your life, I want to welcome you back into the family. And now that you're born again, you're now in the kingdom of God. You're now in the right position and you're now in the right relationship with God. Now, what do you do now? Man, you got to get in a word-based church that teaches you about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And man, I tell you what, we have a list of places that you could go. So if you want to give us a call, just give us a shout. I shoot us an email at info@ignitedepot.com. That's the info@ignitedepot.com. And we love to get that information to you. Man, on behalf of Pastor Juen and myself, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. And remember this, you are built to last. But in order for you to take full advantage of it, you have to make a decision not to be conformed to this world's way of doing things, but to be transformed in the renewing of your mind so that you will prove for yourself what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. My name is Apostle Milton Jones, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Have a blessed night, and we'll see you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye.